News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Negotiations should wrap up very soon between the city of Walsall and the owner-operator of the Walsall Center Mall. The city council has already agreed to a $755 million aid package for CBL and Associates. Walsall Mayor Jim Tipple says a mall revitalization plan is in the works and should be completed very soon.
We're in the process of doing that. With CBL, it's not finalized or anything. We have the attorneys, which is typical, draft a development agreement, and then that will come back to council to approve, and that will contain the details of the agreement, and we haven't got that back yet.
The specifics of that agreement have not been made public. It would have to come back to the full city council for a final vote before the money is released. The case against a man accused in the death of a two-year-old from back in 2011 is finally ready for trial. Here's WSAU's Raymond Newpert with more.
Raimundo Perez faces charges of reckless homicide and felony child abuse. He's accused of causing the death of his girlfriend's two-year-old boy by throwing him to the ground twice because he would not stop crying in October of 2011. Trial dates in the case have been pushed back over 2 years due to scheduling conflicts and delays in expert testimony. Perez is scheduled for an 8-day jury trial starting today at 8:30 in Portage County Court. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A trial date's been set for an inmate attack in the Marathon County Jail. Frederick Morris will have a 3-day trial that starts July 8th. Back in March 2013, Morris refused to return his tray after mealtime on cell block C. He then attacked two corrections officers. Denny Woodward suffered minor injuries, was treated and released. Officer Julie Christensen was severely beaten. She was in a coma for several months with a head injury. She has since recovered and returned to work. Morris entered not guilty pleas on two counts of assaulting corrections officers and aggravated battery. If convicted, he could get up to 18 years in prison. Officials at Wisconsin Public Service say it's too early to tell what the new EPA emissions guidelines will mean in our state. Spokesperson Kerry Spees says the rules still need to pan out, but he says WPS is planning now for the future.
And the costs are coming down in renewables, but they're still, you know, higher than the fossil fuel-based generation opportunities.
Now, rules in Wisconsin would not have to be in place until 2017. The full carbon reduction targets wouldn't be impacted until 2030. Gas prices appear to be on the rise, and no one's exactly sure why. Here's Capitol correspondent Jackie Johnson.
We're seeing an uptick in gas prices throughout the Midwest, and that includes the Badger State. Nick Jarmus of AAA Wisconsin says it's unclear as to why the prices are spiking.
We aren't aware of any specific outages at any refineries in the Midwest.
One gas station in Madison has increased its price of unleaded regular to $3.75 a gallon.
We're not 100% sure why, because there's so many factors that go into determining that final price at the pump.
Jarma says refineries might be struggling to keep up with the increase in demand now that winter is over and people just want to get out. I'm Jackie Johnson, WSAU News.
In Seattle, the minimum wage is going up. Today, the city council has voted to approve an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour, the highest minimum wage in the U.S. The wage hike would be phased in over the next 3 to 7 years based on local economic conditions. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee says there will be hearings over the decision to trade 5 high-level Taliban detainees for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. California Republican Buck McKeon accuses the Obama administration of skirting the law. White House spokesman Jay Carney says that Bergdahl's health was in danger and says the swap was the right thing to do. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly sunny and breezy for today with a slight chance of a light shower or two in the northwoods, a high of 74, west-northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear in the north tonight, a few more clouds in the south, a low down to 54. On Wednesday, a slight chance for some light rain well south of Marathon County in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon, high 73. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high of 76. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Clouds around and it's a blustery morning across central Wisconsin. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and real-time weather radar anytime at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.